are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How's everybody doing? All right, hope everyone had a great Labor Day weekend. Some of you are probably still celebrating. For me, back to work. For a lot of us, back to work. It was a great weekend. Hope you all had a happy and healthy one. I got to recover from surgery that I had a few days back. Yeah, I know y'all are sick of hearing about the surgery. But I got to tell you, I mean, wow, I feel ready to go back to work. I mean, that's what's amazing. You know, you're always a little tired. And I'm a little bruised, and I hate how the wound is itchy. Remember we talked about a few days ago why, you know, wounds, as they heal, they get itchy because you have a histamine release and your inflammatory cells, as it cleans everything up, you know, kind of makes you, you know, scratch a little bit, which is a defense mechanism. So I'm doing okay. Jerry Doyle, one of my favorite broadcasters, had an event at his house yesterday. And even though I sat for most of it, I couldn't help getting up there and singing. Don't let my surgeon take a look, because, you know, only being a few days post-op, you're not really supposed to be up on stage singing. I did throw me and my crew threw it up on YouTube and up on Facebook. Just it was great. Kind of did like a little bluesy Patsy Cline, Kelly Clarkson mix. It was great. It was great. But just don't tell my surgeon, because I'm going to get in big trouble for doing that. All right. Anyway, we say goodbye to Michael Clark Duncan, 54 years old. He was the Green Mile actor, a phenomenal actor. Love his voice. Just so cuddly. His breakout movie was Armageddon. Remember, he played, you know, opposite Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck, and he had a heart attack a few weeks ago, and unfortunately, from what we understand, never fully recovered. We just heard the news a short while ago. Maybe by the time you listen to the show, there'll be a little bit more information. His wife, Omarosa, many of us familiar with from Apprentice from years ago, had actually had to revive him weeks ago when he had his first heart attack, and it was amazing how he survived it. He's, I think, about 6'5", 300 pounds. He used to be a bodyguard. He actually was a bodyguard. Then in 1995, he had a role, I think, in a comedy. Wasn't really credited. And then he played Bear in Armageddon in 98. And then he was put in The Green Mile, one of his most phenomenal roles. And then, of course, we've seen him in you know, many other movies since then. And only 54. Only 54. So, you know, as we get more information, we'll definitely keep you posted. But we say goodbye to him. All right. So for those who joining us, this is the post-Labor Day weekend show. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, I just got a quick question. I think it's called an endoscopy. I'm not too sure if that's the actual terminology, but I think they use a camera to identify GI disorders inside the gut. I was wondering how safe it was. I heard you have to drink barium alongside with it. I was wondering if that's necessarily safe for the body.
No. You don't have to. Good question. No. You don't have barium with the upper endoscopy. The upper endoscopy is the scope. But I see why you're concerned, because before the scope, we used to do things called a barium swallow. So great question. Basically, in the upper abdomen, for those of us that belch a lot and have reflux and heartburn, before the scopes came into play, we used to use, and I mean, we still do, something called a barium swallow. The barium enema goes up the tushy, but the barium swallow, you swallow. And the contrast agent would, as when you know, you're in different positions as you swallow it, et cetera, and they're able to see where you have some irregularities along your upper GI tract, your esophagus, your stomach. So we have some irregularities. They could tell, oh, okay, that's probably not an ulceration or possibly a mass. Your endoscopy is where they just use a scope. and they use a camera, and they go in with the camera and take a peek. And with that, somebody could say, well, you know, which is more risky? Is this endoscopy riskier than the barium swallow? With your upper endoscopy, and I'm due for mine, you all have heard me burp. Here's the problem. Here's the problem with, you know, being who I am. You know, my own doctors listen to the show. So I try to hide stuff from my doctors all the time because I don't want to go into my charts. And like, wait a second, you were burping the other day. Remember you had a diet soda? I heard you had reflux. You were complaining about heartburn. I'm like, oh, duh. So I got to go in for my upper endoscopy. And then, of course, he's going to do a colonoscopy because we have family history of colon cancer. So I got to get that soon. Problem is I don't want to take a day off radio. I had to take so much time off with the surgery. So I got to figure that out. But anyway, the upper endoscopy, they put you to sleep. They give you something to sleep. Then they go in with the scope and they take a look. So risks overall fairly safe, but you know, could you have a reaction to the anesthesia? Could the gastroenterologist possibly perforate? Could there be an infection if a biopsy site was done? You know, these things are extremely rare. I've never seen them, thank God, with any of my patients. But what I like about the endoscopy is you're looking with a camera. So if there is a mass or tumor or something, you could take a look and then you could do a biopsy. With the barium swallow, it's an indirect type of test where you are hoping that any irregularity you see with the barium and the contrast will clue you in that something could be going on. But what if something is too small? You know, I mean, how microscopic can you get? How magnified can you get? But you also aren't put to sleep. So, you see, there's pros and cons. A lot of times with kids, we'll probably do the barium swallow before we do the upper endoscopy. You know, but for adults, we usually go to endoscopy. We have not been using the contrast agent. You know, because some people, if their kidneys, you know, can't take it very well. And like I said, if you don't want to miss anything. You know, one of the advantages of doing endoscopy is not to look for full-blown cancer and full-blown tumors and full-blown ulcerations, is to look for, like, a Barrett's esophagus changes that are happening, and esophagitis, it's starting to change the epithelium of the esophagus. And remember, the esophagus connects to the stomach. The esophagus, not built for acid. The stomach is. So when acid from the stomach goes up into your esophagus, starts to change the lining, and that can turn cancerous. So I prefer the endoscopy, depending on what we're looking for. But there's risks to everything, you know. But no, don't worry about it, about any barium or contrast agent. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1660.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,701.97, $850.99 for a half ounce, or $425.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,701.97, $850.99, and $425.49.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know I need to WD-40 my mic. I like it. It has some character when it kind of squeaks. I kind of like the squeaking sound. You know, when something doesn't squeak, you don't feel like you're really working with your hands, you know? And so I like kind of moving my mic and throwing my mic around and lifting up my mic and walking around with my mic. Pretty good stuff. Okay. You know how earlier this week we were talking about lovey-dovey names, right? You can't be calling your woman. According to this one study, women don't like to be called babe or sweet cheeks. And I was like, I call my husband Cupcake. I don't know if he likes it or not, but I just call him that because I think it's cute. Well, this is kind of a similar story. All right. Well, maybe it's not too similar. Sorry, I was trying to transition. We have a report on America's most attractive politicians. Apparently, political scientists from UCLA compare candidates based on competence. Students interpreted competence as attractiveness. Mitt Romney, of course, in the 99th percentile, very sexy. Sarah Palin, 95th. Paul Ryan, only 67th. Really? I think Paul Ryan is adorable. Well, anyway, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. All right. You wonder, what does Sarah Palin's husband call her? I don't think it's any of our business, but I honestly, I think pet names are cute. I really do. I think that, you know, I again, because, you know, it shows, you know, it's better than, you know, the B word, right? Yo. Okay, who did they say were the most attractive senators? Based on senators, John Thune from San Diego, John Ensign, who no longer a senator in Nevada, but he's always sexy, Russ Feingold from Wisconsin, Dale Bumpers from Arkansas, Evan Bay, I hope I'm not mispronouncing, from Indiana, Gordon Smith, Oregon, Don Nichols, Oklahoma, Max Baucus, Montana. These are the most attractive. Frank Murkowski, Alaska, and Rick Santorum. They thought Rick Santorum was sexy. The lowest, least attractive senators. Again, this is from UCLA. Spencer Abraham from Michigan, Strom Thurmond, South Carolina, Daniel Akaka, Hawaii, Paul Simon, Illinois, Barbara Mikulski from Maryland, Mike DeWine, Ohio, Howell Heflin, Alabama, Kent Conrad, North Dakota, Al D'Amato, New York, Patty Murray, Washington. Right. Well, that's why I don't run for office. I think you need, I mean, here's my thing. Okay. When I look in the mirror, I think I look good. Okay, but when I see myself on film or camera, I dislike it. And, you know, when you're a politician, they're just going to rip you to pieces. At least on radio, you know, I could pretend to be sexy, right? Because I am as sexy as your radio looks, right? You guys are right now looking at your car radio. I know you are. You're looking at your car radio, or you're looking at your internet screen. You see what I mean? I could ask you to put a Marilyn Monroe up there and say, yep, that's me. Yep, and I could do it because I'm on radio. When you're on TV, well, I still don't know if we're going to do the TV show. We're kind of going back and forth because there's so much going on right now in you know, Dr. Dahlia land. So we're kind of fooling around with the local TV show. Although, you know, I'm so excited about some of these shows I see on Discovery and History Channel that the ideas are just overflowing. I don't know. So, like I said, I'll let you guys know, but I still gotta work on getting my butt a lot smaller. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, I really don't have a question. I just have a comment about, what she's saying about what you call your woman or your wife. I call mine honey, darling, sugar, baby, love of my life, and aww, she calls me the same thing. But, basically, all I'm saying, yes, I am a truck driver. And
oh, amen, brother.
I don't call women Peaver or anything like that. I say darling or sugar or hon or something like that. And I get more response out of the waitresses and stuff that I deal with than most of the other truck drivers when they're calling her sugar lips and all that. But, that's all I have to say.
Though, thank you for calling in. You are sweet. You see what I mean? I mean, you know, ladies, I know this story came out a couple days ago. Maybe you better not complain. Because, I mean, think about it. If you have a man, right, that, you know, is willing to call you something positive, I think we're kind of lucky. I mean, you know, I dated a lot of men before my husband. And, you know, having them know my name and pronounce my name correctly was an act from heaven. So I don't think I'm going to complain. You know, I did have one boyfriend that always called me doll. And my husband is a little bit more formal. Right, Dahlia, you know, I mean, after 16 years of marriage, hey, where are you? Honestly, if I had to narrow it down as to what my husband calls me, it's, hey, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Go find your mother. Are you here? Are you here? That's my name. Am I here? But I did the same thing to him. Where the hell are you? So, you know, we do it together. But, you know, if I called him lovey, you know, or cupcake, I think I'd probably poop in his pants, you know. But honestly, you know, we were talking about a few weeks ago, you know, sometimes we really let things go in the relationship and we take our partner for granted. You know, maybe don't be too cliche about it. Don't be, don't be unnatural about it. But if there is something that you think describes your lady or describes your man, like, let's say you really like her buns, I don't think cute buns, if that's your wife, is insulting. I think, because if you think your wife's buns are cute, remember, she doesn't get to hear that from anybody else. she's not allowed to hear from anybody else because she's yours. So you're going to have to remember, if her butt, you know, is kind of cute, you got to call her cute butts. All right? Now, I know some women are like, oh, my God, this is absolutely degrading. Dahlia, you're making us go back into the caveman ages in terms of all the momentum we have and all the success. No, it's not. Come on. I think we women can be, you know, ogled by our husbands and, you know, called pet names. I think that's fine. Now, I don't know if men like it, though. See, here's the thing. You know, ladies may think calling their husband cupcake tushy is doing some good for the relationship. But remember, ladies, they're men. All right? You know, men may not really want a pet name. Okay, they may, I know some of you are saying sex. Well, yeah, but we're just right now just verbalizing, okay? We're verbalizing our love. We're not talking about sex today. We're gonna try to go through the whole show, without bringing up a sex topic. Okay, I know it's been a while, some of you are going through withdrawal, but, you know, so ladies, but like I said, do something special for him. If he's always doing the work around the house, if he's all, you know, do something for him. Oh, I know, hire a husband. Do you guys have that in your particular states? There's this business where you could hire a husband. And he comes and he does the handiwork that your husband can't do. My husband told me you are not ever calling them for a repair. I mean, the problem is our toilet roll. I love my husband, but I'm really upset about this. You know how your toilet paper is supposed to be on a toilet paper roll? Our toilet paper roll broke the first year we moved into our house. That was 2005. So our toilet paper sits on the package of toilet paper. He has not replaced the toilet paper roll. And honestly, the next time he makes me mad, I'm going to do the call husband. Have him come in. But I know I could do it myself. I could go to Home Depot and do it myself. But just, you know, just to kind of ride him. Just to kind of get under his, you know, collar. Anyway. All right, I want to give a shout out to Memphis Johnny, one of my Twitter favorites. I love you guys for tuning in, listening, and tweeting. So big shout out, Memphis Johnny is pretty, pretty cool, so just want to say hi. All right, what do we got today? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we got a lot of stuff to talk about over the next rest of the show. I kind of, like I said, because it's the end of the holiday, I'm kind of doing an early show, still recovering a little bit from the surgery. I know I'm a slacker, but I promise I'll get as much information in as possible. We're going to talk about a new colon cancer prep where you could take pills instead of that horrible drink. The only problem is my doctor is still going to make me do the drink. We also have, I guess, coconut oil can combat tooth decay. So we're going to look and see if something like, you know, Mounds candy can help your teeth. I hope it does. Smoking after your stroke triples your risk of death. So even if you survive the stroke, don't celebrate with a cigarette. And surprise, surprise, organic food is no healthier than non-organic food. Surprise, surprise. But it is more expensive. Okay, so we're going to talk about that study. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but you can call it 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 877. I know the reflex. I got to get one of those cough or burp or fart buttons because I am tired of everybody I know listening to me and then telling me that I have to go to the doctor. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials. Big thanks to XM Radio, who is also shooting out nationally, actually worldwide, our show. So please don't go away. Got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, now that we're past Labor Day, got to start thinking about what you want to do for next summer. All right? Honestly, these Alaskan cruises, they book up. So think about the Alaskan cruise, the Dr. Dahlia cruise next summer. Go to our website at drdahlia.com. Check it out. All right. Big shout out to Joe, who's listening right now in Torrance, California. Joe was listening to, my Walking After Midnight rendition on YouTube. Quick disclaimer, guys. When I was singing at Jerry Doyle's party, I sang the Patsy Cline song Walking After Midnight, but the rendition I sang actually actually gets, Kelly Clarkson gets credit for that. Kelly Clarkson, in one of her concerts, did this, I was watching her, and she did a bluesy, swampy, southern type of mix on Walking After Midnight. And I think it was one of my favorites, because usually Patsy Cline you don't touch. You know, it's very difficult to take an Etta James song or a Patsy Cline song and change it up. But Kelly Clarkson did amazing with that one, and Christina Aguilera has done amazing jobs with Etta James. And so I just kind of sing that rendition, but I cannot get credit for any of the originality of it. Kelly Clarkson gets that, and I think she did a phenomenal job, because like I said, I mean, you really can't do much to Patsy Cline. Those pieces are classics. But thank you all. If you want to find it, it's on YouTube or it's on my Facebook. I honestly really need singing lessons. I wouldn't, you know, spend more than 30 seconds looking at it, guys. Make sure you don't have any lunch before you read it. Okay, so what is this? Organic food was found to be no healthier than non-organic food. Big shock there. Okay, so apparently researchers from Stanford University and the Veterans Affairs Palo Alto Healthcare System took a look at this. Okay? Now let's just kind of go through it. All right. Basically, they say that, you know, people are turning to organic because of health. Right? They think that maybe organic food will be healthy, less preservatives, less stuff put in, and they're looking to it for nutritional content or better human health outcomes. So apparently, Dr. Crystal Smith Spangler and her colleagues reviewed over 200 studies that compared either the health of people who ate organic or conventional foods or the nutrient and contaminant levels in the food themselves. So they looked at organic fruits, non-organic fruits, vegetables, grains, meat, poultry, eggs, and milk. Many of the studies, they say, didn't specify their standards as to what constituted organic. This study was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Organic farms, basically with organic, they're supposed to avoid the synthetic pesticides, fertilizers, hormones, antibiotics. Organic livestock also must have access to pastures during grazing season. We've been talking about organic, and I guess it costs a lot more money to raise organic livestock and to cultivate organic produce. They say many conventional farms in the U.S., in contrast, use pesticides to ward off bugs, right? They say they raise animals in crowded indoor conditions with antibiotics in their feed to promote growth and ward off disease. This is coming from, I believe, Reuters. They say the FDA has been examining that type of antibiotic use. We've been talking about that. But Smith Spangler and her colleagues has found there was no difference. We're talking no difference in the amount of vitamins in plant or animal products. In fact, they saw that organic milk and chicken had more omega-3 fatty acids, but not enough to say, okay, it's a lot more healthier. They said there were more significant differences by growing practice in the amount of pesticides and antibiotic-resistant bacteria in food, which we expected, using more antibiotics in the non-organic, you saw more resistance. They said more than one-third of the regular produce had detectable pesticide residues compared to 7% of organic produce samples. They say organic chicken and pork was a third less likely to carry bacteria resistant to three or more antibiotics than regular meat. But they said they didn't really see it much more nutritional. Now here's the thing. Okay, avoiding the pesticides does have value. My problem is every time I go to buy organic, I carry one small bag home and it's $100. And I haven't been able to do it. I don't think I've gone to the organic store since 2008. Recession. Yeah, I couldn't do that. I mean, when I buy groceries for the family, I do try to buy the low fat. I try to buy turkey meat more than, but I mean, here's the problem. One of my friends, we were at lunch today, and he's like, you know, in California, I think there's a law where you have to have on your products labeling to notify the consumer that there could be something that could be cancerous. And you look at so many products, and they all seem to have labels. And I think that's where we're at with this. You know, I think there is so much around us that we are bombarded with that could actually cause some of our cells to change. Do we get paranoid? But I also don't want us to throw in the towel and say, well, there's nothing we could do. I mean, I do get nervous when people inject things into stuff we consume. I don't like that. I don't like government messing around. I mean, I know people were really panicking about the fluoride in the water. I'm a huge fan of fluoride, But I'm a fan of parents giving the kids their fluoride, not the government doing it in our water supply. I get a little nervous when you have a mass injection type of thing. You know, I like there being some individuality to it. I like there being some sort of a personal, what's the word I'm looking for? Why do I do that? It's not even that moving a statement, and then I can't think of the word. But you know, for somebody to each individual, you know, have like a personal plan, you know, rather than, okay, well, we're just going to mass, nutritionalize everybody. So I get a little nervous. So I like the idea behind organic. I really do. I always have. It's just, it hasn't been that practical for a lot of us. Every time we've tried to go organic, you know, whether it's us or our patients or our family or, you know, our friends, it's a lot more difficult to stick to. Now, I still do. Like, Walmart sells organic eggs. You know, yeah, I'll pay the extra buck or whatever. And so, you know, but mix it up a little bit. Okay. Are you really getting healthier food organic? From a nutrition standpoint, per this study, no. From a nutritional standpoint, per this, and again, this is just one study. You know, looking at multiple studies. But for those of us that think, you know what, I'm the type of person where if I'm going to be bombarded with all the extra pesticides or, let's extrapolate to another subject, radiation, okay, then you may want to avoid it. All right, just everything in moderation, okay? Mix it up a little bit, but I don't think we all have to go all organic. I've not seen a study where somebody that is 100% organic, never dies. Okay. We don't see that. I mean, we all get something, you know, it's kind of frightening because especially with the whole BPA and the plastic issue and then the phthalates and what's in our lipstick and, you know, all these studies that have been coming out in the last couple of years that I've had to report to y'all, you could really get paranoid. And go, well, what am I supposed to do? I mean, you know, what about my truckers out there? I love you guys out there. You know, my trucker, what about the exhaust? You know, I mean, what are you supposed to do? What do you do? So like I said, you know, try to get fresh air when you can. Try to mix it up a little bit. Don't overexpose yourself to any one particular chemical. And if anything does arise that's a little kooky, you get it checked out and you knock it out of the ballpark. And that's how I think we have to approach life. We do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, for my truckers out there, I found your truckers forum. I'm on your truckers forum, Rubber Duck and Mike and Big Yellow Pete and all you guys on there. You guys rock. So definitely find me there. I kind of, have a thread there where I'm answering your medical questions and any of anybody, even non-trucker, can go visit me. But you guys are great. And I may actually want to read some of your questions on air because I know so many of my listeners are truckers and many of you are concerned about gout and low back pain and cysts and things like that, just like we all are worried about. But, yeah, find me on trucker forum because, there's a couple trucker forums. There's a couple trucker forums. I just typed in another one. Find me, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you on Facebook, don't forget to search for the Dr. Dolly Show later. Just search, find the Dr. Dolly Show link up so I could see who's listening to the show. And, of course, don't forget we are on Twitter all the time giving you up-to-date news updates. Okay, we're going to be coming back after this break. A lot more medical news. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
We got it. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to download the Dr. Dahlia app. There's an Android app. It's free. Go to the Dr. Dahlia website and download it, or go to your Android store. Again, we're still working on iPhone. Got some iPhone news, too. But I first want to talk to you guys about this. It's kind of interesting. Did you guys hear about this cardiologist who thinks our modern wheat is poison and we need to tell our farmers to go back to the old wheat? Apparently, Dr. William Davis, a cardiologist, has published a book and says that the wheat that we're eating now, obviously, isn't the same wheat our grandparents used to eat. They say it's an 18-inch tall plant created by genetic research in the 60s and 70s. This is, he told CBS This Morning. He said it has many new features nobody told you about, such as the gliadin protein. It's not gluten, but gliadin is a protein that does affect people with celiac disease and gluten sensitivities. In fact, when I rule out somebody with celiac disease, we look for anti-gliadin antibody. And we've talked about at great length why we don't feel a lot of people can digest many of our current carbs, connoting that our old carbs were more easily digestible. So this isn't anything too new, but he's saying this gliadin, it binds to opiate receptors in our brain and stimulates our appetite. So we're consuming more and more calories. Now, Dr. Davis doesn't think farmers will go back and start cultivating the older wheat because it yields less per acre, so it doesn't seem to be as financially feasible. But telling people to avoid wheat-oriented products, of course, we notice more people lose weight. I mean, that's why Atkins diet was so successful. So Dr. Davis, a cardiologist, is suggesting eating real food like avocados, olives, olive oil, meats, vegetables. He says these are the stuff that has least likely been changed by agribusiness, he calls it. All right. Grains, of course, most of our grains are usually wheat, and it's been altered. It's interesting. When we tell people to try gluten-free, again, expensive, many people say that many other issues are going away. But is it that they're eating gluten-free, or is it because they're avoiding many of the carbs? Because, you know, a lot of people, they'll say, Dahlia, the gluten-free was more expensive, I just stopped bread. Now, yes, many of us do need carbohydrates to still poop. Okay, we still need fiber, but, maybe stay away from some of these really refined processed. You know, if you could try to go more for the bran and, of course, you know, get your fruits and vegetables in because that also helps with fiber too. And some of your, fruits, you get carbohydrates from fruits as well. Get carbohydrates from potato. But just, we really got to cut back on the bread. So I see where he's going with this. Makes some sense. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, coconut oil could maybe fight the bacteria that causes tooth decay. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI. Researchers at Athlone Institute of Technology in Ireland have found that digested coconut oil inhibits the growth of bacteria that cause tooth decay. We've talked about how bacteria like Streptococcus cause tooth decay. As a bacteria metabolizes sugar, the acid it makes seems to burn through the enamel. Well, they tested coconut oil in both the natural and digested form to mimic the process of digestion. They treated the oil with enzymes, and they found that in the digested form, the coconut oil inhibited most strains of bacteria, including Streptococcus mutans, which is very common in the mouth, and of course, a common culprit in tooth decay. They say the coconut oil was also harmful to yeast. So people that get thrush, yeast infections in the mouth, may be able to benefit from coconut oil. The researchers presented their findings Monday at the Autumn Conference of the Society for General Microbiology. Again, standing room only for that one. It's underway at the University of Warwick in England. Now, here's my thing. I really only eat coconut when it's wrapped in chocolate like Mounds. You know, you got Almond Joy. Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't, right? But Mounds is coconut. They say no. You cannot have a coconut chocolate bar and find the same success. Coconut oil, easy, not too expensive. So interesting stuff. Of course, brushing teeth and water picking. Don't forget, guys, water pick. Brushing teeth is great. You have to brush your teeth. You have to dental floss. But water picking, water pick really gets up into the gums. It doesn't hurt. I mean, I know it's hard, but it's cold. Don't use cold water. I know some of my teeth are too sensitive to the cold. Again, enamel breakdown. But, warm water, pick water. It feels good. It massages the gums. It gets the food out of the gums, and it strengthens the gums. I love it. Huge fan. Okay, none of us are fans, however, of our colonoscopy preps. Right? My first colonoscopy in 2004, I got to take the pills. But you had to take a bunch of them. And it was easy. Now, what made my colonoscopy prep back in 2004 so easy is my gastroenterologist put me on clear liquid diet for 2 days before the scope. Most of you are only told 1 day because it's very difficult to do clear liquid diet for 2 days. He told me to do it for two, and it was easy. I went to bed at 11 o'clock that night, got up at 6 for my colonoscopy the next day. I wasn't up all night pooping. It was great. The only problem is they took the pills off the market. So now everybody's had to go back to drinking the liquid or the magnesium citrate. And, you know, well, now Mayo Clinic has found that you could swallow 4 cleansing tablets. And that should do the job. So they have 4 tablets that should work. It has a laxative. But the only thing is this is only for virtual colonoscopy. It's not good enough for the real thing. You see, okay, thank you. Thank you. Sorry for that correction here. This is for virtual colonoscopy, not the real thing. Sorry, the real thing, we still gotta do the liquid. I am sorry. I know I got you all excited. I know you were ready to bring your tushy into the gastroenterologist. I know you got excited. All right. Now, again, virtual colonoscopy, that's where they do a CAT scan, and then they make a 3D, cartoon of what's going on in your colon and rectum. And many people choose a virtual colonoscopy so they don't have to do a prep and so they don't have to have anything put in their rectum, which they're wrong on both counts. You do need a prep because you can't CAT scan somebody full of stool, and they still put a rectal tube as well as some contrast agent. So you're really not getting away from that. But you get to be wide awake, which is nice. I mean, if I had to lie there with a rectal tube, wouldn't you want to be wide awake, right, and enjoying the event? But anyway, so I guess 4 tablets for possibly the virtual. Well, that's not that exciting. Let's move on. All right, smoking after stroke. I know many of you smoke. You get a heart attack, we tell you to quit. Not only is it difficult to overcome a heart attack, but being told you just got to quit smoking, doesn't really make things any easier. Well, same thing with stroke. I know just because many of you had a stroke doesn't mean you could just turn around and quit smoking, but you're going to have to, unfortunately, because a new study came out saying if you had a stroke and you still smoke, you have a 3-fold increased risk of death within 1 year. Now, Italian researchers looked at almost 1,000 patients who are regular smokers who suffered the ischemic stroke. We've talked about stroke. There's 2 types. You have the hemorrhagic stroke where you have the bleed, but you have the more common embolic ischemic, thromboembolic ischemic stroke, where you cut off blood supply. And many times smoking causes you to be more clotty and throw more clots. So unfortunately, they looked at 921 patients. All the patients attended smoking cessation counseling. And I don't want to go through all the details, but basically they calculated that those that continued to smoke, their risk of death was 3-fold within the first year. All right. My recommendation to you is to try to quit smoking before the heart attack and before the stroke. I mean, look, Michael Clark Duncan just died, right? 54 years old, very muscular. I mean, he was 6'5", 300 pounds. So yes, per BMI, he'd be considered obese, but he didn't look fat to us. He looked very muscular, very toned. He obviously worked out, had a heart attack in July, never recovered and died. That's 54 years old, young. Right? Don't underestimate what your body could do. And I'd rather you quit smoking before the heart attack and before the stroke, rather than being told to quit smoking once you had the heart attack and once you had the stroke. It's a hell of a lot easier. All right, guys, I'm here for you, though. Always the doctor is in. So even if I'm off air, email me at drdahlia.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Find us on the trucker forums. And most of all, be safe. God bless y'all.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.